tornado has ripped through our city and done a lot of damage. It's ripped up homes, businesses, schools, churches, and taken 22 lives. And that's very, very unfortunate. We've been trying to pass along anything and everything we get our way. By the way, we've told you a lot of damage in Mount Juliet. Wilson County affected greatly. I-40, I know, was affected greatly. And Chase, with that being said, I was just reading where it looks like I-40 is now completely open in both directions in Wilson County. So I wanted to pass that along. That's obviously a well-traveled highway and important vein going east out of our city. So I-40, it looks like now in both directions in Wilson County, is open. I know that the Sounds, we talked about Germantown, was affected greatly, and the Sounds put out today that they are currently assessing the damage from the tornado last night. They're currently surveying. They believe it's minor damage, although I think I've seen something where maybe the guitar was affected, but they're saying no structural damage to the building. And the most important thing of all, of course, there were no staff members inside the park. There's a lot of people affected with no power. They are one of them. They're not. Their offices are not even open today. There's no power, yep. And they will reopen when that area has been deemed safe. Germantown was hit very hard. East Nashville was hit very hard. And by the way, I said earlier, Nashville SC's David Akam lives downtown and in this area that was affected, and he has been tweeting out pictures of his apartment, and looks like a lot of broken windows and things swirling around in his place when everything hit.
I talked to Kara Hammer earlier this morning. Fox Sports Tennessee, of course, works with Willie and Chris and Lindsay and everybody on the Predators television broadcast. She lives in that area, and you know, was telling me that she's okay and her husband and their building was fine, but around them, you know, was where all the destruction happened. We heard from the mayor, John Cooper, this morning. Governor Bill Lee, President Donald Trump has now given a statement on Nashville. He will be coming to the mid-state on Friday to assess the damage. So that just coming out a few minutes ago, he said, quote, "We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their Governor Bill Lee, to ensure everything is done properly." He said that earlier today. Our hearts are full of sorrow for the lives that were lost. And again, he will make a visit to Nashville later in the week. So now, you know, this is part of the whole process of, you know, assessing the damage. Is they're showing live shots now from over, I believe that's by First Horizon Park, over in that area. But, you know, TEMA and FEMA and everybody getting involved to help with everything that the victims need. So again, you can go to our website, thegamenashville.com. We have a page up that has all the information that you need of how you can help. There are different areas that are giving out free meals for victims in both the East Nashville, Germantown areas. They've added to this list too. The Donaldson Fellowship is serving free barbecue at 3210 McGavick Pike. VFW Post 1970 is offering free dinners to the West Nashville community. Dinner starts at 5 and donations are being accepted. And then, of course, there are other areas, Bridgestone Arena, Hope Church in East Nashville. The Grilled Cheesery is set up. So a lot of different places over in those areas that are affected that are serving meals.
It breaks my heart to see the visuals of DCA, Donaldson Christian Academy. Man. Just bad.
Spent a lot of time over there.
Yeah.
FRA and DCA play each other a lot. So spent a lot of time on that campus growing up, and hate to see it too. I mean, I saw the pictures this morning and it just had a lump in my throat. So, you know, we keep saying that, you know, these are the times where everybody comes together, but it's also, look, this is my hometown. I say that all the time. I mean, I grew up here. I didn't leave. I went to school in Murfreesboro, so this is my home state. It's my hometown, and you don't pick where you're born, but you pick where you grow up and live, and you know, want to call your home, and this is home. So,
well, this all started where your current home is, out on the west side, out close to John C. Toon Airport, which was affected greatly.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it go overhead, and then watching television coverage, and they say it's on the ground, and it made a straight line and went through Nashville, hit, you know, Germantown. News Channel 5 is right there off James Robertson Parkway.
The old state prison.
Yeah.
They had blasted.
Yeah.
Which has been shut down for a long time. But that structure, which was massive, was built in late 1800s. But it got affected. I mean, it was hit really hard.
Right. And then First Horizon Park, as we said earlier, you know, they've issued a statement of they have some minor damage. So they put that out there. But look, all this stuff we're talking about, you can rebuild. You know, it's the people. It's the buildings don't make the neighborhood. It's the people. And so this community is rallying together, and, you know, we're a part of that. You know, we haven't talked a bit of sports today. I mean, it's bigger than sports today. We have been wall-to-wall coverage today, you know, discussing this, and it's still so surreal to think about it, because, you know, we knew the storms were coming. You and I left Bridgestone Arena around 10:45.
Well, we talked about it on postgame. I brought it up several times for people to pay attention to maybe severe weather coming through our area at some point. I didn't know when, but I certainly passed that along several times in postgame. But obviously, I did not expect it to be what we're talking about today. That's for sure.
Well, and I remember walking down to our cars, you know, we park in the same garage, and it was windy, and you could see the sky was gray. And I mean, it did have an ominous feel to it, but, you know, you hear severe weather, and I think you pay attention. You know, I'm one of those, I always pay attention, but you think, you know, it's not gonna be that bad. It'll pass through. We'll be okay. And I'm watching the coverage, you know, on TV, and there are tornado warnings. You know, I'm coordinating with Ryan Porth, our PD, and with Michael, our overnight guy, of, okay, let's go into weather coverage, and we're all discussing that. But still, it's like, all right, heavy storms, there's some hail. You know, I start worrying about my car because I don't have a garage, so it's like, is the car going to get beat up by hail? You know, what's going to happen there? And then all of that changes in an instant when you realize, oh, blank, there's a tornado on the ground. And none of that matters anymore. You know, it's, you're worried about your family, and, you know, I got the dog, and, you know, and everybody is worried about being safe. You know, I'm checking on, you know, my mom and my dad, and worrying about family and friends, and texting people. Like, when I realized that it had hit Germantown in East Nashville, I have a ton of friends over in that area. So immediately reaching out, and, you know, that's what makes it so crazy and so surreal, that it just doesn't feel real until you see all the devastation.
There's still 73,000 people without power currently in four counties. So still 73,000 people that are looking to get power restored. The Titans have, did you put out what Amy Armstrong?
Yep.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I can, let me pull it back up and read it again. They just put this out. Amy Adams Strunk, Titans controlling owner. We extend our deepest sympathies to those families who lost loved ones in the tornadoes last night and are heartbroken to see the damage across Nashville and Tennessee. We know the strength of our community and the volunteer spirit that lives in all of us. We will join the efforts to rebuild in these areas and know our neighbors will join us. That coming from Amy Adams Strunk, Titans controlling owner.
Predators General Manager David Poyle, who normally joins us on Tuesdays at 11:15, he is at the GM meetings down in Boca Raton, Florida. He did not join us today. He will hopefully join us on Thursday's program. Said that no damage was done to Bridgestone Arena, and that they've been serving free pizza to folks at Bridgestone Arena. Also thrown in there that tonight's game in Minnesota against the Wild will be used as a fundraiser of sorts. So no extra details on that yet. As soon as we can find anything out, we will certainly pass that along. We will come back and wrap up.
One more. Taylor Lewan putting this out, quickly trying to gather resources to help our Nashville family that has been affected by the tornado last night. He's got a link up on his Twitter account. We'll retweet that to purchase a Nashville Strong t-shirt. Everything we raise will go to help the lives of those affected. So the Titans players rallying together as they do. To try and help the community.
Wrap up the third hour next. certainly try to restore a little bit of normalcy in the fourth and final hour. Adam Vindgen will join us in studio. We have not had phone lines all day, so we had to scrap a lot of stuff that we were going to do, providing you coverage with what happened with the EF3 that came through our city. It started at the airport by your house, Chase.
Yeah, John C. Toon.
And then went through Germantown and East Nashville and DCA and West Wilson Middle School and on out to Cookeville. And we will certainly keep passing things along, even in the final hour, for sure. But we'll try to talk a little bit of sports at 1 o'clock. We have tried to pass along anything and everything that has come our way in the first almost 3 hours of the show. Want to recap that if you want to find a way to volunteer, you can go to Hands On Nashville. So it's HON.org, HON.org. Or you, if you just want to send a donation to Restore the Dream Fund, you can do that. And they've got a link for that. Or you can also text RESTORE20 to 41444. So 41444. Also, if you would like to mobilize any support and reach out, Nashville SC, I was reading their tweet earlier that said that they have been advised that anyone who needs help must contact 211 for assistance. So anybody out there that needs help, contact 211 for assistance.
We have everything up at thegamenashville.com as well. Again, shout out to Cliff and Gina for their hard work of putting this page together. You can just go there, and there are links to Hands On Nashville and other organizations that you can use to help. You know, we've also been throwing out there that there are different businesses that are offering free meals for those affected. Bridgestone Arena has been, and the Predators have been handing out pizza. Hope Church, 1215 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville. They'll have a free dinner tonight, 4:30 to 6. The church also has electricity hookup available for people to charge their devices. The Grilled Cheesery food truck has been set up at Hunter's Station at 975 Main Street in East Nashville. Eastland Funeral Home was serving lunch. Guitar Build Workshop in Germantown, 1606 4th Avenue, is giving out free hot dogs and hamburgers to first responders and volunteers. American Legion Post 82 in East Nashville, 3204 Gallatin Pike, will open early to provide food, shelter, and support. The Donaldson Fellowship is serving barbecue, free barbecue at 3210 McGavick Pike, and VFW Post 1970 is offering free dinners in West Nashville starting around 5. Also wanted to point out that Von Elrod's, which is right next to First Horizon Park, Adam and I have been in there quite a bit before Sounds games. Right, it backs up right to the park. They have posted on their Facebook page, "Our hearts are broken for our community. We are safe and hope you are too. We're closed for now. Our damage is limited. We believe in our neighbors. We believe in Nashville." So if you're not familiar with that area, that is right there at Jefferson Street, and I believe it's 4th Avenue that basically goes – you know, Neighbors Bar and Grill is right there. Von Elrod's, there's an apartment complex, and then First Horizon Park. So right there in the area that was hardest hit.
This is the first time I've seen this footage.
You haven't seen this yet?
No.
The crane. Watch the crane. This is
the first time I've seen this. I'm watching it.
Yeah, to give you the picture there, Channel 2 is showing this. This is a Skycam video of the tornado going through downtown.
Where is this from? Where is their Skycam? Do you know what building? Where?
Or actually, no. This might be.
This is on News 2.
This might be footage that somebody shot. But
are you sure?
Yeah, but you can see the cloud, the tornado, and there are two cranes that are just basically moving back and forth, which is very scary.
This is incredible footage.
Yeah. So this is the tornado moving through that area, and I'm not sure where that camera is mounted. That might be. I know they have some on some hospitals.
I mean, that basically was just following the line of the tornado. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
And then you see the destruction. But
unfortunately, 22 people have lost their lives due to the tornado. And unfortunately, they're still sifting through a lot of wreckage and devastation. And I hope that it stops there, but it hasn't stopped all morning. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that number, but currently 22 have died from this EF3 that has ripped up our city. Once again, just wanted to give, we've tried to do our small part here today on radio. We'll continue to do that for the final hour. We're also going to talk some Predators and some hockey with Adam Vingan in studio from The Athletic, and we'll continue to pass along stuff along the way. But a hat tip in this case of the local television stations that have been, I mean, they've been at it for 11, 12 hours of live coverage, giving us anything and everything. They've got all hands on deck out at every area that's been hit, and we've got pictures and video from drones and helicopters, and we truly get – we've had press conferences that we've played, and those are words, and then when you put the words to the photos or pictures or videos, it it puts everything in perspective of what is exactly happened in the middle of the night, and it is hard to look at, but a lot of people's lives have been turned upside down this morning, and there's a lot of people out there helping try to restore as much as they can, and there's a lot of work ahead of us, a lot. So thanks to everybody out there who's been at it all night and all morning, and now through the early afternoon. And like I said, for the television stations, all the local ones that have been at it with the coverage, and who knows when they're going to stop, a hat tip to you. Thanks for everything, because it has put a lot of this in perspective.
Yeah, and we just got a tweet from Teresa Mink that said, just wanted to thank you for what y'all have done today on the radio. I can't watch a TV while at work, so I appreciate the info you've delivered to all of us. Great job, guys. Go Preds. And that's why, you know, just to echo what you said about TV, but also what we do here. I mean, it's, you know, this is why you do what you do. I mean, you're a community service, so we're trying to help everybody and, you know, entertain, inform, all of that. That's our mission. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bud Walters, our owner, we're locally owned. We have a person in the building 24/7. And so Michael Pope was here last night keeping us on the air. And we have a partnership with Fox 17 that in situations like this, we were able to simulcast, and we did that. And so hat tip to everybody involved.
This just coming across, it looks like the mayor, John Cooper, has signed the executive order to declare this an official state of emergency with the immediate aftermath of what took place in our city that's caused death and injury and widespread property damage in Davidson County. And so, like you said, the president is going to be here on Friday to completely assess everything. There's a lot of work, like I said, to be done the rest of this week and beyond to try to get a grasp of what it's going to take to rebuild everything and restore everything. And look what you know, we're facing, and what is the devastation? What exactly is it? It's going to be a lot, and this is going to be a lot of financial assistance, right? Because in times like this, you need that. You need federal and state and governments, everybody helping, everybody local, everybody, all hands on deck to try to get through all of this. And so the mayor, John Cooper, officially declaring this a state of emergency. Not surprised by that, but did want to pass that along. We'll come back and talk a little hockey with Adam in the fourth and final hour. We'll continue passing things along here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.